Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to Stacking Dubs. Talking about the Thunder game last night, where the Warriors, they get a loss. It was very, very expected loss playing against the, well, they were 20-1 Thunder, no Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler only plays half the game, hobbled, not really impactful. I think we knew going in that this was going to probably be a loss. I hate to say it, but we knew it. But there were some moral victories, and I know I hate moral victories, but in this case, you know, I'm actually going to take them. And, you know, it pretty much came in that third quarter. And then the true moral victories came in that fourth quarter after a third quarter where everything went right, where the Thunder seemed to let go of the rope a little bit, thinking that, okay, we're up 22 points at one point. Jimmy Butler's done. This team has nothing. And they got a little bit sloppy. They started missing shots and turning the ball over. But you got to give credit to the Warriors. And the bench got after it. Again, with no stars, bench goes on a huge run. I think they were plus 16 in that third quarter. Everything goes right. They're forcing the Thunder to turnovers. They go to a zone. They start trapping. The defense seems to be working. Pat Spencer is a one-man wrecking show. Seth Curry can't miss. Pods hits a running three at the buzzer at the end of the quarter. GP2 banks in a three. Just everything was going in. And it's one of those quarters in basketball where you just like one team is just on fire. The other one's not. And somehow, some way, the Warriors ended up pulling into a four-point lead before SGA, the Thunder, sort of righted the ship. And that's what great teams and great players do. But again, I was just really impressed that after taking the Warriors just siege of momentum and then the Thunder got back into it, you figure the game's pretty much over once the Thunder kind of got their feet back. But the Warriors went on to battle back and forth. There were a handful of lead changes. Warriors stretched that lead to four. And I thought that that was really what was the most telling point of this team has some fighting in it. The bench has some life. Ultimate takeaway, the bench has some life. This bench has just been god awful the last couple weeks of the season. And, you know, for as well as Steph and Jimmy and even, I'll leave Dre out of it. Dre's been up and down. But as good as they are, and you know that those are the stars that are going to take us as far as we can, seemed like the bench was really holding them back, especially on the offensive side of the ball season. And they finally find some ways to show some life on offense from the bench against the best defensive team in the Thunder. And one of the best defensive teams we've seen in the last few years in this Thunder team especially. And it didn't come from Kuminga really on offense. It didn't come from Buddy Hield getting extraordinarily hot, although he made a couple. It came from relentlessly attacking out of pick and roll, out of just being patient and creating advantages. It was what makes you think that, hey, maybe there's a new wrinkle to this Warriors lineup, especially when Steph's off the court, in Pods and Pat Spencer just being aggressive, using screens and finding ways to get to spots on the floor to create advantages. It's not having to get all the way in for a layup. It's not having to, you know, break down your guy off the dribble every time and pull up for a jumper, which there was plenty of that. But it's just kind of getting a foot in the paint, methodically kind of working your way down. You see Pat Spencer do such a good job, just kind of counter move, reverse pivot dribble, just kind of finding his way to spots on the court where it's, hey, you know, I could shoot this little 6-7 foot kind of jumper over bigger guys, and it's a high enough percentage shot where they have to respect it, where help has to come, and then the offense branches off of that, and you find shooters, and you got guys like GP2, Buddy, Dre, everyone else who is not Seth Curry, who was just knocking down threes that quarter. And that's kind of a more modern day NBA offense where you just have a ball handler or two that can get to spots and create offense. And that's just something that you really haven't seen in the Warriors outside of Steph and Jimmy. There just hasn't been that extra player. You were hoping that Kuminga could do it, and he showed a little bit early in the season. It's not really Dre's forte. He's kind of more just on the perimeter, just making risky backdoor passes. You need someone who can get into the key, get into the teeth of that defense, collapse the defense, and then you're still under control. Doesn't have to be rushed, doesn't have to be hurried. You can be 6'2", whatever he is, Pat Spencer, and as long as you have good control and can take care of the ball, And that's what Pat does well. He takes care of the ball and he keeps his dribble alive. Now your offense can stem off of that because you're into the heart of the defense and they're exposed. And even the Thunder, as good as they are on the defensive side of the ball, they can surrender, what was it, 44 points in a quarter just by getting some penetration and kicking out to shooters. And then, of course, you're just making all sorts of crazy threes. So that's what I liked about the game. It just kind of it showed what this Warriors can be even without Steph on the court, even without Jimmy on the court. Is it something that's going to be a consistent source of scoring? Probably not. We've seen Pat Spencer and he's had great games like this, but can he do this consistently all the time? I mean, if he could, then he would be playing many more minutes all the time because that it was just a revelation. Can Pods be that version of himself in that first quarter where, again, he's probing, he's finding spots, he's decisive, he's aggressive, he's scoring, he's playmaking. Can you get that out of him? Because that's the hope that's the leap that we need him to take if this team is going to go anywhere without a major trade. It's there, and that's what gives me an optimism that, hey, the potential to do it is there. The consistency to do it is not. And can you do it when Steph Curry and all your big guns are back in the lineup? It seems like Pajemski is really kind of given that leash and given that confidence when he's not playing with Steph, which leads me to the question of obviously you're better with Steph and you've proven that you can run this motion offense and just the whole Steph Curry system, it's gotten you as far as it has in this dynasty. Is it time for Steve Kerr to look in the mirror and say, you know what? We need to go to more on-ball screens. We need to go to more pick and roll, whether that's with Steph on ball or it's Pods or Spencer or maybe Melton, who we'll talk about in a bit, is that it's them on ball and you're just trying to create advantages basically on the ball. And it looks more like it did last night, kind of like a more modern NBA offense. We've seen success with it. The Warriors can play that way. They've had success playing the Steph Curry way as well, but I think it needs to be a little bit more of a balance because what we've seen, especially out of the bench players, is that when you're just playing through Steph Curry and it's all predicated on Steph running around and you're trying to run pin down screens and just a lot of ball movement and a lot of passing, which I love, it leads to so many more turnovers. There's just so many passes with all these rangy athletic defenders nearby, and it just leads to these terrible turnovers. And it's from everybody, everybody but Jimmy, probably. And even he's not innocent of it. You just see so many bad turnovers that it's time to think, are we throwing away five or six possessions on turnovers by playing this off-ball movement offense? Could we go to more on-ball pick and roll offense and just attack with our guards? Especially if you go get another ball handler, especially if Melton's back and is effective at doing that. Can you run that as your primary offense, even with Steph on the court, to where now you can still take Steph off ball and run that motion offense, but now it's not always that, right? Can it skew more towards your modern day pick and roll offense? Maybe it's something that the Warriors are gonna have to tinker with because we already know leading up to this game. And even for most of this game, the offense is broken. The offense doesn't really work unless Steph's saving us and making every shot possible. And Jimmy's playing out of his mind as well and taking a beating and taking his lumps and working for every shot he can create. You just need to find a way for your third scorer to be more aggressive and to find ways to create shots. And that's what we saw last night. Obviously, it wasn't enough, but other things to like in this game, I thought the Warriors rebounded really well. No Hartenstein for the Thunder, but that's okay. We didn't have Horford. Draymond wasn't that impactful and was in foul trouble for most of this. You're no TJD. You're just playing basically Quinton Post and a whole bunch of guards, and they rebounded really strong, and that kept them in it. They took care of the ball. Yeah, I thought they just played free with nothing to lose, and it just goes to show in the modern day NBA, the team that plays harder will win stretches of the game. The team that takes care of the ball and gets extra possessions and knocks down some threes. Anybody can beat anybody, especially for stretches of a game. Quinton Post, I think his defense, it's been a big enough sample size to really show that, hey, that defense has gotten much improved. He's not fouling at contesting at nearly as much as he used to.
I think back to about a year ago when he played the Thunder for the first time and just got played off the floor. It might have been his like a second or third career game, but he's got played off the floor. Just the SGA, Jalen Williams, whoever just attacked him relentlessly, and he either got beat or had to foul. He really held his own. A year later, this was the test. He's been better, he's been improved. Can he do it against a team like the Thunder? And yeah, I thought he was pretty good. Not perfect, but yeah, pretty good. Forced SGA into some tough shots, which SGA made like a floating lefty high off the glass. But didn't put him to the line too much and just made him work. And in general, I think post defense has been one of the biggest improvements just from any skill set of any player, especially a bench player on the Warriors. So I think he needs to continue to start, and Post needs to continue to get minutes, especially if we're not going to trust TJD, and especially if we're going to be playing these bigger teams, and you just need that shooting from the outside, which Post eventually will start to make shots. I'm not too worried about him shooting closer to the high 30s, maybe even 40 percentile. He's just been kind of cold, but he's been finding ways on the floor because of that defense and just really competing on that side of the court. GP2, I was ready to cast him out of the lineup about a week ago, but he's been good lately. He's been working. He's just exposing defenses with his cutting and just being the best version of GP2 that we know. And he's finally hitting some shots. Still more turnovers than he probably should for what he does, but gives you just a good short roller in the pick and roll that can pass out of it and just kind of plays well as a connector. Let's see, where do we want to go next? Let's talk about how far the Thunder is obviously the barometer, right? They're the measuring stick of where you need to get to ultimately you got to get through the Thunder to get to a championship. How far apart are the Warriors from the Thunder? Far, but after last night, maybe a little closer than I had thought. You did this obviously without Steph and without Jimmy, man. I know there's ups and downs in the league, and the Thunder did not play their best game, but you see, hey, the Warriors bench players can outplay the Thunder at near full strength for like a quarter and a half. So that gives you some hope, shows you some wrinkles on things that can go well, and shows you what your potential can be. Would that hold up in a series or even win you a game? Probably not. But you get a Steph Curry, a Jimmy, and a Dre back and healthy. You get either an improved Kuminga or some sort of a trade that gives you some pieces that will help you along the way. You get Melton back. You get Seth Curry, who we can talk about Seth Curry a little bit. But yeah, maybe you're not as far off as you think. Maybe it's a pretty good matchup with the Thunder because they're not huge. But again, with Hartenstein back, that might change some things. But I think, yeah, this team could get a game, maybe two off of the Thunder in a 7-game series, kind of as is at full strength, both teams. Maybe a move or two away, and then just some hot shooting and just some breaks go your way. And yeah, I wouldn't say you're out of it. You have a puncher's chance, and let's just leave it at that this early in the season. Maybe the Thunder get exhausted chasing 73 wins and they give it away in the playoffs. Seth Curry. And I'll talk about Melton too. I mean, the additions of those two give you what the Warriors are sorely missing. In Seth Curry, it's just someone who can obviously space the floor and just put the ball through the bucket. He's giving you what you had hoped Buddy Hield would be giving you. He's giving you what Buddy Hield did give you at the beginning of last year when the Warriors got off to a hot start. And towards the end of the year, when Buddy won you a game seven against the Rockets, when Buddy was making threes and you were getting spacing and shooting from that shooting guard position, the Warriors were winning a lot of games. And if you get Seth Curry in that role and he could prove to be effective on the other side of the ball on defense and elsewhere, now you got a guy that can play 15 minutes a game, shoot 40% from three, and really just kind of give you someone that truly does provide consistent spacing and a little bit more bench scoring, even if it's only like 7, 8 points a game. Warriors sorely need that and gives you some more lineup combinations. Obviously, he won't be as hot as last night because that was hotter than even Steph gets most of the time, but it was just nice to see a supernova Curry on the court. Melton's what really gives you hope for what the Warriors can do to become back in this playoff chase. Melton, what he does well is everything that the Warriors are missing right now, outside of some more size and outside of another guard. He gives you a ball handler. For all the things we talked about with Pat Spencer and Pods earlier, he gives you a ball handler that can get to spots, take care of the ball, and create shots either for himself or others. Not a true point guard, but he's more of a combo guard. Again, that just can kind of give you a little bit of boost to that bench as a shot creator. He can knock down the open three. He can catch and shoot that three. He can shoot it off the dribble. He just gives you that spacing. And then he just gives you perimeter point of attack defense. And that's why GP2 has been playing all these minutes, is you just need someone that can play defense on the perimeter. Melton gives you that. Plus, he doesn't hurt you on the offensive side of the ball. Think of when GP2 is actually making three-pointers and being effective on the offensive side of the ball. That's what I hope Melton can give you in those minutes, and then obviously be a stopper on defense. You get Melton back at about 20 minutes a game. Now you're looking pretty strong at the guard position, and you're splitting a lot of minutes, but they each kind of give you different things, and that you're looking strong in the backcourt. Still doesn't quite fix the Warriors' need for athleticism on the wing, someone who can space or handle, someone who can score, someone who can do what you were hoping Kuminga was starting to do at the beginning of the season, something that you're hoping a Kuminga trade could potentially fetch you. Throwing some random names out there, and it'd be part of bigger deals, but obviously Trey Murphy, you throw the picks in there, sure. I mean, that's the dream deal. You're talking PJ Washington type guy. Like he's not available, but kind of like a Rui Hachimura type guy, just a big wing that can space. Preferably I'd like someone that can handle the ball a bit better than that. Or you're kind of getting smaller pieces, you know, you're getting, let's see, we're talking about the Pacers. It doesn't make a ton of sense here, but if I was going to do a trade with the Pacers for Kuminga, you're probably taking Mathurin back, and then you're probably hoping for like an Obi Toppin, a kind of a big that can kind of play up a little bit and still space. I don't know if you were like Jairus Walker there, but if you're doing something with the Pacers who are interested in Kuminga, that's probably where it starts. But now you have just another guard in the mix. So you're probably sending off Buddy. You're probably sending off maybe Moody elsewhere, and you're trying to use that leverage in a pick after a Mathurin trade to go get you another big. Because I think we're learning, if we haven't learned already, we still need one more big. We still need an actual center. It's just there's Quinton Post as great as he's been, Draymond Green as big as he plays, you're not relying on TJD. Al Horford may or may not be there. You need another big just to fill some minutes off the bench. All right, sorry, I digressed a bit on that. But that's where we're at. We have some outlets of hope and some reinforcements coming in. Sounds like Steph Curry is going to be out for a couple more games. Horford may or may not be back soon. Melton will be back tomorrow against the Sixers. Excited for that. Maybe Seth Curry and Melton are the difference in what we need, and we don't need to get much more size if we're going to finally play some perimeter defense and knock down shots from the outside. Okay, let's leave it there, guys. We'll talk to you after this next stretch, and we're going to hope to get Steph back sooner rather than later. And if not, Seth Curry will have to fill that role. All right, I'll talk to you next time. Please give me a like, subscribe. I have been Chris Chin, and until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.